was morning call from my virtual lover. Virtual lover, what is it? Most of you know how eBay and Amazon work, right? There are millions of products out there and you can buy almost anything you want through the platform. And when I say products, it's not just physical thing. In China, you can even choose and pay a real person online to chat with you. They are called virtual lovers. It's a kind of service, so you can pick up a male voice or a female voice, sweet or low, and call you at the time you choose. They can wake you up in the morning, remind you to study, or just talk to you for half an hour, listen to your complaint. There must be a lot of sweet stories happen between them. That's what I thought at the beginning, but it doesn't seem to be true.
This job is a bit gross. It's a job, I guess.
Wen is a store owner and has also been a virtual lover before, but now she is more of a store manager. When I asked her if I could interview any virtual assistants, she said no one wants to be interviewed, including her. It is still a job in the shadows. But at the end, she was willing to be interviewed in the written form. I asked my friend to read Wen's translated responses.
It's all good if a female assistant takes the order from a female customer. They just have some complaints about works or lives. Maybe in Milwaukee, about 70% of male customers that I met will include this sexual topic, which is highly restricted. All of those I even feel really disgust about men.
She keeps saying that. I thought about this as well as you did.
At the beginning, I also thought it was meaningful to be an interesting shop and to listen to stories from other people. Later, I just realized the idea was too good. It's unrealistic. No one will care whether you have a story or not. Those assistants just focus on finding a way to keep customers spend more money for them. And the store owner is thinking about how to let the assistants increase the price and let the customers come back again and again.
But when I asked her, was she really disappointed about this job?
I have remembered there was a teenagers 2 years ago. Every time when I had spare time, he will order me and talk to me. I was just like a rubbish bin. He cried every time. I don't know much about it. And I don't know, should I ask? So I just keep listening. He got used to be like this. And I couldn't stand it anymore. So I stopped to take his order. So I gradually lost contact with him. But I followed him on social media. So he seems became very happy now and had a girlfriend. That's good. Maybe sometimes I feel a little happy. You know, some people, they really want to talk to someone, or maybe they don't have anyone else to talk, or they can't or don't want to talk. And if I can confirm them, that will be really nice thing to do. But just a little.